Hello, friends. It is Miss Rachel and Mr. Brian, and this podcast is Catching Time. This is just a 10-minute podcast for you and your family. Whether you're driving to school, coming home from something, super easy to do for you and your kids. Let's get right into it.
All right, we're back with the special edition of Catching Time. We're walking through Lent. We're in week 5. We're almost to the end.
Getting close.
Yeah, hopefully
Holy
you guys
week
are sticking
almost
it
here.
Out.
Yep.
But you're here with Brian and Rachel and the Reverend Lauren Gerlach. Man, this has
Great
just been
to be with
so
y'all.
Fun.
Yeah. Yeah, this has been awesome. It's been such a good practice, I think, for all of us during this Lent.
Definitely.
You know, it's a long season, so we're glad you're here. So this week, our theme is reflective journaling.
Oh.
Ooh.
Yes, in regards to, obviously, faith formation. So
obviously.
Just going to, like, put some bowling lane bumpers up,
that's good.
Our purposes. Journal on what you want after this podcast.
Yeah.
we're going to be discussing the way that writing down our thoughts about our life and specifically our faith can result in powerful transformation. So my prompt to y'all is, have you ever experienced that through writing? Is writing your style or is there something else? And how does it feel to get your thoughts or your prayers or the way you communicate with God out of keeping it to yourself and like either onto paper or onto some other format?
Yeah. I think for a long time I fought journaling, and here's why. I thought, one, it doesn't really help me. It's not great. But then I also thought, well, I can't stay focused long enough to like have a full thought.
Yeah.
As I've grown older and understand some of my own ADD, ADHD letters, journaling is super helpful. It functions as my short-term memory. And so as I write down even just a thought I had about God, to trace back to that is amazing because I'm like, oh, that was a really big thought. Yeah. I need to incorporate that later. And I think that sometimes we do. We think we have to write a dissertation to God of our prayer and all these complete thoughts. God knows my thoughts. They don't have to be complete because most of them aren't, right? It's okay. And so I think taking kind of the stigma out of it of like it doesn't have to be deep. A lot of times when I'm journaling, particularly to God, it's not a complete thought and it's not a scripture. It's because one, he wrote them. It's oftentimes a lament is what I find more often as I'm writing and when I'm journaling is, Lord, I'm broken. I am sad. I am these things. And read the Book of Lamentations. Like, that's what it's all about. And that's just me personally. I don't know. How do you guys journal?
Yeah.
Well, what about you, Rachel?
Well, my reflective journaling is words that can easily be translated to pictures. So it's one-word things. Like, I'll think of beautiful, smoky, gray, or, you know, like things like that, because I can't come up with, like you were saying, sometimes it's too hard to come up with a string of words.
Yeah.
And so a lot of it translates to those easily done pictures. Maybe that's why I'm the children's pastor,
because
it goes that way. For our kids, what I suggest that parents do are using listening stones. And listening stones are something that we've had where they're just little symbols that mean anything. Like, it may look like a cloud, but it doesn't have to be a cloud. I was actually just talking to a parent about this yesterday. She's like, what are these that are all over the place in these little organza bags? And I'm like, these are listening stones. You can read a scripture. You can use it to talk about different things, but each of those things mean different things. And the thing about it is that then you say, this is what this means to me. So I'm showing you a cloud, but actually what this is a speech bubble, because in the scripture, God was talking to me and here's what he said. So it's just using it those different ways. And I can link to the listening stones and what they are into our podcast notes at some point, or you can ask me about what are listening stones. But that's what I like to use. And when I absolutely suggest for all ages, because Miss Susan does this even with our preschoolers. Mm-hmm. So we don't use all 20, but she'll use 5 with them.
And with, talking brain development, which we do a lot, right? When you're talking with a preschooler, some of those things are going to have to be concrete. Yes, it's a cloud. But as they get older and as abstract thought develops, push your student, push your child to go, hey, what else could it be? What else could it represent?
Yeah.
And I think you'll generate better conversation and hopefully some deeper conversation. But, Lauren, I also think people think pastors like ourselves sit there and we just journal all day long.
Oh, my gosh.
Which is
can you imagine?
So far from the truth.
Yeah. One, we'd be super unproductive.
Yes.
And I would just have all these random writings and books.
Of journals.
Yeah. How do you journal, though, Lauren?
Yeah. What's your reflective?
You know, I journaled a lot before I was a pastor.
Oh.
And I journal very little now. I think it can be really helpful, and it was in terms of getting out my desires, thoughts, questions, doubts, et cetera. Especially when I was really coming to know the story of Christ and the gospel at the beginning, that was a way I could just like jot it all down. I also am someone who is an achiever and is who like kind of type A, so it can get tempting to really try to like make, how does my handwriting look? Was that a proper noun or not? Like,
did I put a
semicolon?
Yeah. Uh-oh.
Yeah. So I, like, my spiritual practice has kind of evolved as it needed to. But, you know, part of the theme for this week, I was reminding myself, was that journaling or whatever it is in the order for us to know ourselves better through the lens of God. That's really what, like, we pastorally want to challenge and encourage you with this week is spending time alone, because who really journals in a group? Like, that would be weird.
Yeah.
If you do that, sorry. But
tell us more about
that. Invite us to the group, right?
Or maybe we all need the group.
Yes.
Yeah, that's true. But to be set apart in this time where you're reflecting upon, like, taking inventory yet again. So that's one piece of it. You know, the scripture this week I thought was really interesting in regards to why we're really even bringing this up is because how else do we have the Gospels? They're journals.
Yeah.
Yes. If they're somebody journals, didn't write it down.
Yeah.
So if, as it said, Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John, or all the original authors of the other books, had not had their scribes or themselves sit down and really take the time to take inventory of what God's doing in their life and what they're seeing, we wouldn't even have the Bible that we encourage you to bring to Sunday 3 weeks ago or whatever it was.
Yeah. Yes.
So this is where our scripture comes this week. It's in the first chapter of the Gospel of Luke. And I love it because as an author, he's so straightforward and legit and upfront with us. He says this, "So many others have tried their hand at putting together a story of the wonderful harvest of scripture and history that took place among us, using reports handed down by the original eyewitnesses who served this word with their very lives. Since I have investigated all the reports in close detail, starting from the story's beginning, I decided to write it all out for you, the most honorable Theophilus, so that you can know beyond the shadow of a doubt the reliability of what you were taught."
Wow.
Verse 1 through 4.
Right. And we're going to pause in just a second. I'm going to try and wrap this in a thought to give you guys to kind of talk about is if we are not journaling about the spiritual life that we have, are we missing out on some of the fullness of God? Right. Like, part of the reason Luke writes this is because his life was radically transformed by hearing the gospel. Mm-hmm. Our lives, too, are radically transformed by the gospel. So how do we capture that? How do we remember it? How do we put these kind of mile markers in our spiritual journey? It's through capturing them. It's writing them down. It's sharing them. As moms and dads, your children should hear the spiritual story of how you've grown.
Yeah.
When you met Jesus, how he's still developing you and still writing it. Write it down. Share it with them. Create that story. Create the gospel of your family. Yeah. Anyway.
Absolutely.
So take a minute, pause, and ask each other, hey, what are some things we should journal about? What are some of the spiritual high marks that we need to record as a family?
Absolutely. We'll be back.
And we're back. While we were on break, we were talking. And so, Lauren, tell us a little bit about the differences in the gospel, because these are accounts. They are kind of journals, but like, why are they different? Yeah.
For sure. So there are four different authors that present us with the stories of Jesus and the life and the ministry of Jesus. They're four different people. They have four completely different styles. They do it in the different tones and attitudes and personalities that they bring, the different things they've seen. So if you think about how all four of those are complementary, but they're not the same.
Yeah.
We here, the three of us are sitting here, follow Christ, proclaim him as our Savior, but we are not the same people.
Yeah.
We don't have the same journeys.
No.
So our journals look totally different, right?
Yeah.
But they're all proclaiming or at least pursuing the God who is all of our God.
Absolutely.
I think that's a maybe powerful way for us to kind of wrap this up is just being encouraged that your journal, your writing, your pictures don't have to look like anyone else's, and they won't. Comparison is not the name of the game here.
No.
Casual, encouraging communication with God that's a win.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
Absolutely. Yeah, because our preschoolers, if they're going to do pictures, their pictures are going to look absolutely different than their older siblings. You know,
sure.
They may have a stick figure where the other has a great picture.
Yeah.
You know, but what's still represented is God. And that's pretty amazing.
Yeah. So take the challenge this week. Spend some time. Give some reflective thought to God. Write something down. Draw a picture. Capture it. If you want, think of yourself as a gospel writer. What is the message God's writing with your life, and how are we capturing those moments?
Amen.
Catch some time this week. This has been Catching Time. We are so glad that you caught some time with us. We hope that you're catching time with one another. Come back and join us for another episode.